Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, the last Friday of June, June 27th, 2014. This week let's talk movies and toys like we usually do. Last week at the box office, Think Like a Man 2 was number 1 with $29.2 million. 22 Jump Street was number 2 with $27.5 million. How to Train Your Dragon 2, $24.7 million, number 3. So the top three movies all had 2 in the names, I just realized. Jersey Boys was number 4 with $13.3 million. And Maleficent rounded out the top 5, $12.9 million. This week's number 1 box office draw, and it's doing quite well so far, with a very low Rotten Tomatoes rating, Transformers Age of Extinction. It is being joined by Snowpiercer, Begin Again, and other limited release movies. In the news, George Lucas announced he was working on a new museum and it had three cities competing for it, and Chicago won. Projected to open in 2018, the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, or whatever the final name will be, will have Star Wars props, paintings from non-Star Wars sources like Norman Rockwell, and a bunch of other good stuff, so I'm pretty excited to see that. Shane Black and not Robert Rodriguez will be working on the next Predator sequel. Jerry Bruckheimer is talking up Top Gun 2 in the press conference this week, or at a press conference this week. Wilfred on FXX began its final season. The Boondocks concluded its fourth and presumably final season, at least according to what the critics seem to be writing they're hoping. And Pacific Rim will be coming in 2017. That should be good news for toys. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Mobius models are on sale. Buy one, get one 40% off. Batman Monsters and much more. Retro remakes, new sculpts, and all kinds of stuff. So you'll want to check that out. Model kits are an area where when we have a sale, people really seem to go nuts. So I would recommend checking out our model kit area now. If you have a friend who likes model kits, let them know, because model kits are kind of hard to come by, and if buy one, get one 40% off, it's not like you're going to do a lot better. So I would stock up now. I mean, you got to do something in December with your hands, right? So get yours today. In toy news, BotCon was last week. I didn't get to go, but I read a lot online, so here's what I can tell you about. We didn't see any new Robots in Disguise toys or cartoon stuff. That's the name of the next series, to further confuse people with the various Robots in Disguise comic book series, animated series from 10 years ago, etc. But that's coming in 2015. We did see a few new Age of Extinction toys, like a One-Step Changer Wolfbot. We saw a good number of new generations. Legends is going to add Thundercracker, Powerglide, Bombshell, and Windcharger to the mix next year. Powerglide and Bombshell are brand new sculpts. Windcharger is the same as Tailgate, with a new head and new deco. Thundercracker is, of course, Starscream and Acidstorm. Deluxe Chromia and RC were revealed, finally. RC is a pretty good recreation of her Generation 1 animation toy. Not toy, but, you know, the various models and comics and stuff all put together. The car mode is exquisite. Chromia is basically the first edition Prime RC torso and upper legs with everything else new. So if you look at it, you probably won't even know she's new. It looks great. I mean, it's like another one. If you like those Transformers Generation 1 movie vehicle designs, this is probably right up your alley. And it's certainly up mine. I really like this. Voyager Brainstorm was announced. He'll be a headmaster. And Optimus Prime as a Voyager will be on deck for 2015. Speculation is that the Optimus Prime is in fact a combiner torso, but we do not for a fact know this. The head seems to be based on the Season 5 Tommy Kennedy live-action puppet scenes, so that's kind of cool. Leader Class Toys, previously Hasbro announced, Jetfire will be coming out later this year. Next year, we're going to see Megatron, a Tank Generation 1 inspired toy. Obviously, the original one was a gun, but this is a tank. And the other remold of that will be Armada Megatron with antlers, and both versions will have Minicon hardpoints to put your Energon weapons and Minicons on, if you have any of those. There's not a lot of new Minicons on the way, and by that I mean, as far as I know, there's none, so hopefully you have some, or you can get some on the secondary market, and you probably should. Minicons are pretty cool. New exclusives this week. We added a few of those. The Despicable Me Mustache Carl Pop Vinyl figure is up. That's an Entertainment Earth exclusive. It's got a big old mustache, and I believe the first shipment kind of pre-sold out pretty quickly. You'd be surprised how popular these things are. So you can order now, and hopefully you can get one on the updated next shipment. The ETA is on the website, so keep an eye on that. We're also offering at Comic-Con a Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary shot glass set of four. And the first of our Big Bang Theory exclusive figures is a 3¾-inch Sheldon in a Hawkman outfit. Well, sorry, Hawkman t-shirt, not outfit. The cool thing, maybe I had something to do with it, is the back of the packaging unfolds to be a diorama, much like I'm very fond of seeing another 3¼-inch action figure lines. So that's cool. Other new pre-orders this week include a Masters of the Universe Skeletor Mystic Powers Hikari Sofubi vinyl figure, as well as new Optimus Prime and Bumblebee Hikari figures, which just went up minutes before I started recording this, so I don't have the names in front of me in the notes. And we also added, what else did we add? I think that's everything I wanted to talk about. So that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. July 4th is next Friday, and as you know, America will celebrate its independence by blowing up a small piece of it. I will celebrate my independence by not going into work, so there will be no podcast next week. I will see you guys the following week. I hope you guys have a great weekend. If you haven't seen a movie, go see something. X-Men's getting great reviews if you haven't seen it yet. Transformers isn't, but it's kind of one of those critic-proof movies anyway. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say. Have a great weekend, everybody. Drive safely. Have a burger, if you're into burgers. If you're not, have a veggie burger. And we'll see you next time. Oh, and follow us on Twitter and on Facebook.